Hi, Jade. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Where you at?
I am at work. I'm at my real job.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm a millwright.
A millwright. Now, what do you do? What does that entail?
Okay, so millwright is kind of like a bit of everything.
Okay.
We have, sometimes we have to do welding, and sometimes we have to do plumbing and machining. I'm in a machine shop right now, so currently I'm working on in the machine shop until I don't know when.
So you're kind of like a Jill of all trades, are you?
Kind of, yeah. It's called an industrial mechanic.
So
I work for a company called Hydro.
Wow.
And I used to work in a generating station, but now I'm in a machine shop, so I'm closer to home.
So do you sing for all your coworkers?
No. Try not to. I hum to myself all day and I like sing to myself all day, but like I don't directly sing to any of the coworkers.
Well, I gotta say, it's awful quiet there for a machine shop.
I'm in the lunchroom right now, so that is a little better for me to hear.
Right on. I absolutely am digging this tune, Hangover Blues. What's the story behind it, Jade?
Oh, I'm really grateful that you're saying that, because I kind of took a risk with it being a little bit bluesy rather than more country pop that's been played. So I wrote the song quite a few years ago, actually, and it was just mainly a song about empowerment and like for women to know, and not just women, but men too, to know that they're worth more than being second choice to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I write differently than most people. I write, I don't play any instruments. So I hear it all in my head, and then I have to try and portray that to the producer and to my amazing producer, Murray Palver.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gets my songs usually ready. I'll take them to him, and I'll send him a voice note of like just me singing a song, and then he just gets it. Like it's so great working with him. But so then we worked on it together until it was finished, and came out. Way better than I thought it was going to be honest. Like, I love this song. I'm so proud of it.
Well, it is very bluesy, but you can hear the country influence. You can hear a little bit of rock. Where and who are some of your musical influences?
Right now, I'm actually listening to quite a few different artists because I'm just trying to get a feel for what's going on out there, and I haven't been doing that the last few years.
Yeah.
I've been just kind of in my own little bubble. So I'm like, what are people listening to these days? So I've been listening to a lot of playlists and different radio stations and everything, and I've been finding a lot of new artists too. So like Tyler Childers I'm listening to, obviously Maren Morris and Carly, but I don't know. I just kind of listen to whatever comes on the playlist nowadays. I love Chris Stapleton, obviously. And then there's a Carrie Underwood song that came out a few years ago that kind of reminds me of Hangover Blues as well.
Mm. You can really hear the Stapleton influence in that the guitars and everything in Hangover Blues.
Yes, and also like I love Brothers Osborne. Like I would love to have that sound. That's like a gritty sound that I just love. It just sounds so good.
Now, Jade, you said you don't play any instruments. If you were going to learn an instrument, which one would you want to learn?
You know, I've taken guitar lessons a few times, but it's so hard for me to learn it. I just don't understand why it's so hard for me. It's just like finding the time, and you need to find time to learn, you know, something like that. But I think it would have to be piano.
Yeah.
I love piano, yeah.
Yeah, piano is a great instrument, and I think when you learn piano, it really opens up what else you can learn. Like, it's almost like the go-to instrument for... Because every artist, really, you'll see them sit down at a piano. Luke Bryan and all these guys, like, they'll sit there and they can all play piano.
Yeah, and I think it's just a great tool to have, like, for writing music, too. Because writing music is, like, probably my most favorite thing of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I love writing. And I don't write very often, but, like, when I do, it just feels so good. So I would love to do that with, like, I think that if I learned piano, I would just do it more often, be able to do it more often. So
now, Hangover Blues, it's pretty specific to, hey, I'm not going to be your second choice. Was it about anybody specific at the time?
At the time, no. I have been with my spouse now for about 9 years.
Okay.
But I have, you know, had my run-ins with those types of people. Of course. Yeah. I think everybody has.
Exactly. It's so relatable.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Jade, what do you have in the works for 2021 that we can look forward to?
I am going to be releasing more music, more new music that people haven't heard yet, and I'm really excited about that. And then I'm also probably going to be releasing an EP or an album. I haven't quite decided on how many songs yet. Mm-hmm. With COVID and everything, it's been kind of hard to get in there and record. Like, we have 6 right now.
Yeah.
And I would like to have at least 8, you know? And it just hasn't been working out since. So, but I'm hoping now that everything is starting to settle down and we're getting the vaccine, that I can get back in the studio and do some more songs. I can have a full album.
Amazing. And where can fans find you?
I seem to be geared to more towards Instagram these days.
Okay.
I absolutely love Instagram. So I would suggest everybody to go to Instagram or my website at jadeturnermusic.com.
Amazing. Jade, thank you so much for your chat today, your time. Really appreciate it. I don't want to take too much of your break. Again, love and Hangover Blues, and I can't wait for more new music from you.
Thank you so much again, and thank you for playing my song.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.